This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Senator Michael Bennett says he feels good about a bipartisan and bicameral deal to temporarily expand the child tax credit alongside some business tax breaks. Bennett has championed the bill and is hopeful because it is a bipartisan agreement.
If we can get this bill done, there are 200,000 kids in Colorado, 200,000 more kids that are going to be lifted out of poverty. That's not as many as I would want, but better than where we were and done in a bipartisan way.
Under the agreement, the maximum credit per child would increase to $2,000 through 2025 and would be adjusted for inflation. But the deal still has to get agreement with a majority in both chambers. A petition to connect Chaffee County and the Colorado Springs Airport through a state-run bus system is gaining traction. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Busting Outrider is a regional bus network created to connect rural communities. Petition organizer Adrian Schwartz says right now the only route through Chaffee County is a loop from Crested Butte to Denver's Union Station. From there, folks can take a train to DIA. Schwartz says that's difficult as the bus is often running late and at capacity by the time it arrives.
It's a tricky game to play, and so having another route gives people an option at least to fly in and out of a smaller airport and get to Colorado Springs if needed.
A spokesman for Busting Outrider says they're looking into the idea and gauging potential interest while balancing limited funds, driver shortages, and a lack of available buses. The agency hopes to add stops along the Colorado Trail this summer. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Come find more of what's happening around Colorado at CPR.org. On Monday, we brought you live special coverage of the Iowa caucuses and analysis on Morning Edition the next day. Next week, New Hampshire voters are heading to the polls, and we will bring you coverage from there as well.